This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today's story is from a homesteader in Stafford Township. His name was Peter Nelson. His granddaughter, Muriel Feevold, shared a letter he had written to his second wife, hoping they could be married soon as he had a large family to take care of after the death of his first wife. She also gave me some details of his history. Peter married Mary Rosine in 1897. Together they had 10 children, Willie, Selma, Mrs. Charlie Skoglund, Oscar, married to Edith, Albert, married to Hildy, Alice, Mrs. Elbin Headland, Edith, Mrs. Leonard Olson, Muriel's mother, Mildred, Mrs. Lawrence Olson, Alfred, married to Ruth, Emil, married to Marie, the original owners of Nelson's Cafe, and Marie, Mrs. Elbridge Pike. His wife Mary died in 1921, shortly after the birth of their 10th child, Marie. She died of postpartum infection and sepsis. The doctors did not wear gloves back in those days, and penicillin had not been discovered yet, so it was not an uncommon fate. The youngest children stayed with neighbors and relatives until he remarried. Peter married Anna Peterson in 1922, and they went on to have two more children, Ruth, Mrs. Clayton Erickson, and Della, Mrs. Odine Anderson. Here is the letter his family found that he had written to Anna after he had proposed marriage, dated January 9, 1922. Dear Anna, Guds Fried, translation, God's Peace, will answer your dear letter which I received Saturday. I see you are getting along as usual. Sure glad to get a letter from you, my dear. Well, we are all well at present. Hope you are the same. Well, I see you are worrying about taking care of the children, but I am sure that you can if I understand you right. I know that you have a motherly heart and that you have a deeper feeling for me and my children than you can realize now, and I sure will try and do my best to teach the children to look to you as they would if their mother would have lived. I don't expect you are going to be like a hired girl, but I expect both myself and the children are going to look up to you as to a wife and mother. I have learned more these 8 months than maybe before in 23 years that we were married and lived together. But when I look back upon my journey through life, I can see my mistakes, but I have prayed to God to forgive me where I have failed. And if both you and I should fail in some things, we have no other way but to forgive each other and pray to God for wisdom and strength to journey on. Well, Annie, the children are asking nearly every day if Annie ain't coming over soon to stay. Mildred just told me to tell Mama Annie to come and stay with us. It seems like they miss their mother more and more. Sometimes Mildred will cry after she's gone to bed. I will ask her why she's crying, and she will start and tell about her mama, and often asks if I think that mama can see what we are doing, and it often makes the tears roll down my cheeks when I know she is lonesome for mama. Well, I surely feel downhearted lots of times. I'm sitting here in my bedroom all alone, and my thought goes back up on the time when my dear Mary lived, and we could help each other in our troubles. It makes it so hard when a person gets alone with everything. But I know it will be better, dear Anna. You wrote in your letter wishing we would wait longer. Of course it would be all right too, but the way I see things, there are always some things that will turn up and keep us waiting. About the other, you better send for a ready-made dress. I think it is just as good. When you write me again, you let me know what Mrs. Bone have to say about you and me, if you please. And about fixing for Hildy, you can do it just as well here as any other place. And for Alfred, we surely can go over and help him even if we get married now soon. You know what it is for me here alone, and I have no rest until we get married. I do continually love you, dear Anna. I better close now and go to bed. I am getting tired. Still, it feels just like I was talking to you when I am writing. Thank you for the dear letter I received. I will try and come and see you as soon as possible. So good night, sweetheart. I know you will like to read this line from me anyway. Yours with love, Pete. P.S. The children told me to greet you. God be with you till we meet again. Thanks to Muriel for sharing this family history and to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories. Next week, I'll read more about Peter Nelson's younger days.